Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session I will help you redefine your self-image as you desire to be, so your natural and automatic responses are in alignment with the life path you wish to follow. This is the easiest way to change your habits and personality, bypassing weeks and weeks of forcing yourself to do things differently until they eventually become second nature. This is because the way we identify ourselves guides all of the little decisions and actions we make, and sets the primary direction of our lives. And when we change how we think about ourselves, everything else changes with minimal conscious effort. There are many ways you could use this session. For example, if you've always seen yourself as a dull, boring person that no one would want to spend time with, you can decide now to be more outgoing, actually enjoying walking up to complete strangers and talking to them as easily as a longtime friend. You could decide to start seeing yourself as someone who is good at cooking or writing or public speaking or anything else you would like to be better skilled at doing. And your new self-image will guide your decisions and actions so that you do become much better at the skills you wish to develop. Of course, practice is still required, but with a strong self-image behind it, you'll find that you pick up the desired skills much faster and with less effort. In my own life, I have found the process I will guide you through here in this session to be the most effective at helping me make deep, fundamental changes to my own personality and skill set, and I am happy to share my process with you now. So, if you're ready to step out in a new direction, becoming someone who is fundamentally different from the person you used to be, then this is the right session for you. We will be using hypnosis in this session, so before we begin, make sure that you are someplace where you won't be disturbed for the next 30 minutes, and that you can sit comfortably for the duration of this recording. If you need to make any adjustments, feel free to pause this recording to make them now. Okay, so as I just mentioned, we will be using hypnosis in this session. So make yourself as comfortable as possible and relax your body as much as you can. One good way to do this is to stretch your muscles, tightening them up for a brief moment before releasing the tension and allowing all parts of your body to loosen, go limp, and relax into the surface beneath them. It can also be helpful to take a nice deep breath and slowly release it as you imagine that you are letting go of everything you no longer need. Take a series of deep breaths and imagine that you are releasing all bodily tensions, all stress, all worry, all frustrations, all doubts, and any negative emotions you may have been holding before this moment. And just let them go. Send them away to a place where they will not interfere with what we are doing in this session, because our task is too important. Even release the entirety of your past and all thoughts of who you used to be. Empty yourself completely and clear the slate so you can start fresh with a new identity, serving as the driving force behind a new life direction. And as you continue to feel yourself releasing and letting go of everything, imagine that you are standing or sitting in a clear space within your imagination. And in this moment, nothing exists outside of this clear space. The more you can focus on this clear space within your mind, the more you find yourself relaxing, both physically and mentally. And as you relax, it becomes easier to focus your mind on clarity. In fact, those who are experienced at going into deep and profound hypnotic trances know that the easiest way to do this is to remember what it feels like to be so incredibly relaxed, while also so incredibly focused, allowing the memory of such experiences to elicit the feelings of calmness, clarity, focus, and relaxation. And as your powerful subconscious mind follows the lead you've given it and starts to take control of the experience, you find that you are becoming even more absorbed by the experience now, drifting even deeper into your own hypnotic trance without much conscious effort at all, proving that the only thing you really have to do in this session is to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride as your deeper subconscious mind takes you to that place inside yourself where you have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind, and you can make significant and dramatic changes quickly and easily now. And so, imagine that you are now in a very special place where you can make powerful changes inside now. Changes that define who and what you are. Because if anyone has the authority to define you, you have this authority and can choose to define yourself however you would like at any point in time, including this moment, now. The first step of our process is to decide on the primary change you want to make in the session and what this will mean to you. How would you like to be different from what you used to be? What problems did the old way of being create in your life? And how will these problems be solved with a new way of being? In fact, remember a specific time when the old you had a problem in this area. Where were you? What was happening at that time? Who else may have been with you? Specifically, how did you respond to the situation? And what was the negative feeling caused by your decisions and actions at that time? That's enough. Don't spend much time on this, as we only needed to set a reference point within your mind for the upcoming changes to take root and become permanent. If you think about other situations where this same problem occurred, you can probably identify similarities in the external situations and your previous responses to those situations, can you not? In fact, you could probably define the problem you had as a response pattern, where something happens within your awareness, and then you respond to that in a particular way. Do you see this relationship between trigger and action? Or do you experience this knowledge in a different way, perhaps through feeling, hearing, or some other sense? However you have arrived at this knowing, realize that this is a simple program your deeper mind has been running, and we can change the program to be something new, so that anytime those trigger situations occur in the future, you will now respond differently, in a way you prefer, because this new way of responding to situations will lead to happier times and greater success, as you define success. Researchers in the field of artificial intelligence discovered long ago that many complex behaviors could be replicated with a set of very simple programs, where the mind perceives a set of conditions and then responds to those conditions with a basic type of response, much like the simple programs of avoiding pain and seeking out pleasure. And these basic responses are then modified by the specific details of a particular situation, which may be slightly different from other similar situations, and the interactions of dozens or hundreds of simple response programs creates what we call personality. What is amazing is that when we find the core response programs behind a personality and change these few programs, we can make significant and dramatic changes with very little effort. And we don't even have to do this consciously, because your deeper mind knows what all the programs are, and also knows which ones are at the heart of the problems you want to solve, the behaviors you want to change. And all you really need to do is define the new behavior you want to express. And your powerful subconscious mind will rewrite the program code to support your new chosen personality. And I'm willing to bet that the new behavior you want to express more often is something you've experienced before, perhaps in another situation. For instance, maybe you want to have more confidence when speaking to strangers or in front of an audience. You can remember at least one time when you had tremendous confidence. And you know what this feels like, right? And if you imagine this incredible feeling of confidence now, and allow this powerful feeling to grow stronger and more intense within yourself, you can easily imagine this feeling of confidence as an energy, a thing of some type, which you can now replicate, duplicate, and copy over to another situation in which you would like to have more confidence, such as talking to strangers or groups of people. Or maybe you want to have more confidence when doing a particular type of activity, like cooking, writing, or dancing. You can easily remember a feeling of confidence you had in another area, and then imagine this same powerful feeling of confidence present when doing the activity you want to master. Whatever changes you want to make to yourself, you can easily find the detail elements you need to assemble the new identity from various experiences you've had in your life, and then piece together the various pieces of the puzzle to form the image you desire. It can be a little like copying words and phrases you find online and stringing them together to express your thoughts and feelings in a way you couldn't before. You could also think of this process like taking toy bricks and snapping them together in a new way as you create something new from what previously existed. So, as you think about the new person you want to be now, what elements do you need? You already have most, if not everything you need, such as a working mind, the ability to perceive the world around you, the capability to express thoughts and feelings, the capacity to feel emotion, and many other skills we usually take for granted. The core framework of what it means to be human is already set for you, and the only things you need to pay attention to in this process are the tiny little details that make your new identity different from the old one. Maybe you want to add confidence in one area or another. Maybe you want to increase your overall intelligence or emotional response. Or maybe you want to reduce the volatility of certain emotions. Perhaps you want to develop masterful skills in a particular activity. It could be that you want to be the type of person who enjoys certain things, like a different type of music, physical activity, work, contributing to the community welfare, or being the center of attention. Whatever changes you want to make to yourself, take a few minutes now to imagine the new you exactly as you want to be, complete with all of the qualities, skills, talents, and preferences you would like to experience. If you were to travel into the future, to a time when all of these changes have already been made, and you meet your future self, how does this person present themselves? Do they stand differently? Do they move differently? Do they speak differently? Do they have a certain glint in their eye indicating that they know something important? When this future version of yourself finds themselves in one of those old problem situations, how does this person respond? How do they handle the situation? How do they feel as they do? Even more importantly, what does this new version of yourself value? What is truly important to this person? And how is this different from what you had previously valued before this moment? What does this new version of yourself focus on? And what do they ignore? Also notice the rewards they have received as a result of being different from what you used to be, and how the changes in personality or skill has made their life better, more enjoyable. Now that you have met this future version of yourself, imagine that you are changing inside to become this future version, that you are taking in everything you've learned here and making it a part of who you are now. Just relax and allow the changes to be implemented as your own subconscious mind rewrites those parts of its programming to see things differently, to focus on those things that are truly important to you, and to respond to various situations in a way that fits your new identity. The process can be a little like installing a new operating system on a computer. Once the new software has been installed, you just shut down the system and allow it to reboot, accessing the new program code, and now operating as if this new way of operating is the only way to be, completely forgetting the old ways, with no comparisons to what used to be, since the new way of being is the only thing you know now. And when you wake up as this new person, complete with such powerful thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, and these internal programs work together to shape the direction of your life, you will find the conditions of your life changing to resonate with your new identity, as the old conditions were created by the old you, and the new you can only create conditions that match the new you, changing your life bit by bit until everything you are now becomes reflected in the world around you, and you have the life you truly desire. I'm going to be quiet for a couple of minutes, and during this time, you can imagine how your new life will be now that you have a new identity with the traits, characteristics, qualities, and talents you set out to adopt during the session. This can be a little like a child playing with a new toy they got for Christmas, or an artist working with a new set of tools. There may be a little adjustment period as you get used to the new reality you have created for yourself, but this will pass quickly, as it just feels so natural to be the way you are now. And any reminders of what used to be will probably seem so alien, as if they must be referring to someone else, because that's not who you are anymore. In any case, during the next 2 minutes, you will have plenty of time to play with your new identity, imagining yourself in a variety of situations and noticing how the new you responds to things differently and getting a better result each time. The next time you hear my voice, you will have integrated all of the changes and transformations we've made during this session, so you can return to your outer waking consciousness fully prepared to live life as the new you. Go and have fun exploring the new you. Great. So many wonderful possibilities to explore as you become even more familiar with the new viewpoints and perspectives the changes you've made have brought to your internal programming. We will soon end this session with a count of five. When I reach the count of five, you will be wide awake, energized, and ready to live life as the new you. You will probably meet people who knew the old you, and they are likely to comment about how much you've changed and how much they like the new you. As you continue to express yourself in this new way, you will also attract new friends and others who enjoy being with you as you are now. A few friends of the old you may prefer the way you used to be, and that's okay. It just means they have a different destiny and will find happiness elsewhere, as your circle of friends changes and grows to include those who truly appreciate and value the new you. While the transformations we've made during this session can be permanent, it is possible that the remnants of your former life may apply certain pressures that, if left unchecked, could influence you to drift back to the old ways of being in some ways. For this reason, it can be a good thing to come back to this recording and refresh the changes you have made to prevent any degradation of the programs and to strengthen the new response programs so they remain clear and perfect as you want them to be. And of course, you are welcome to use this recording as often as you like to make other changes you find useful and beneficial. Each and every time you go into hypnosis, you will find it easier to reach even deeper levels of mind, where you have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind. You have done amazing work during this session, and I am proud to have been your guide in this process. And now, it's time to end this session. I will count from 1 to 5, and when I reach the count of 5, you will be wide awake, full of energy and vitality, and eager to start your new life with your new identity. And so, we start with the number 1, and you can direct your attention back to your body and the room in which you left it. With the number 2, you can take a deep breath and prepare your body for your return. With the count of 3, you can recall the most important thing you've learned during the session as you bring with you all of the wonderful changes and transformations back to physical reality. 4, and you are starting to come closer to the surface, feeling your body start to move again as you awaken from your hypnotic trance. And finally, we reach the count of 5, and your eyes can open as you take your first breath as the new you. Welcome to your new life.